Hello to our audience on YouTube for UGASports.com and here on our podcast feeds. I am Dane Young alongside Roddy Nabolsi. This is our normal weekly spot for UGA Sports Live. It is a little bit amended this week. And Roddy, I'll kind of let you get into why that is.
And we're kind of taking a little time off because Coach Donnan's wife, Mary, his wife of 60 years, passed away very recently. We were at the service yesterday. It was a fantastic service. I mean, you never want to say, hey, you know, it was a good funeral. Those are always just a bad way of phrasing things. I've never been comfortable with that. But I mean, as a celebration of Mary Donnan's life, that was fantastic. Her grandchildren got up to speak. Coach Donnan spoke. That's very impressive. He was able to. I mean, I know he's broken up pretty bad, but he got up and gave a great celebration of her life. Probably the best speech I've ever heard him give. And I've heard him give a lot of them. We've traveled to a lot of Bulldog clubs, a lot of places he's been asked to speak. And boy, he saved his best for Mary. That's absolutely certain. And I thought the pastor out at Athens First United Methodist Church, Chuck, did a it wasn't one of those insert name here type situations where there's like, okay, what's the person whose past name? And, you know, they say a bunch of generic stuff. He had a fantastic message that mirrored her life. And he knew Mary very well and talked about her generous spirit, her fight, you know, and what she meant to her children and her husband and everything. So it was a great remembrance, huge turnout. And so basically, you know, we've had a she's like family to all of us. So we've had a death in the family and we're going to take some time off and, you know, come back when after we've grieved a bit. So we're not having our normal weekly show, but we did want to take a minute to, you know, acknowledge that and let people know what's going on, you know, because they're like, hey, where's the show this week? And granted, news is going on. There's a ton of news at UGASports.com. If you check out the dog vent, it's always popping. If you check out the vault, we have three new contributors there that are putting up stuff left and right. We just saw Michael Williams commit to USC. So there's constant news and updates going on because there's so much going on in the recruiting world. So there is news going on. We're just not doing as much UGA Sports Live right now as we would.
And we'll kind of get to some stuff with the dog vent in a second, but I will say that we do have content being turned onto the YouTube channel with some of the recruiting updates from Blaine Gilmer. We've got our Sunday night call-in show that's hosted by Paul Mahari. So we've got some content for you here, just not our normal Tuesday show. Just about Mary Donnan's service and the beautiful family and the legacy that they created. All the things you said were completely true. I felt the same thing. Coach was in good spirits and happy to see the support. And just kind of on his behalf, he's just been so grateful for the support that his family's received, not even just through the last week, but through the 4 years of the battle that they've had. And we're obviously grateful to Coach Donnan for the efforts that he's given us in terms of entertainment, but also, man, in doing this, I've just become really good close personal friends with Coach Donnan. And we text I would say almost every day. You see all the podcasts that we do together. It's been really fun to get to know him and kind of be ingratiated into his family in that way. And frankly, as a guy that's been married for 5 years, I've got a couple of kids, this stage of his life, he's been such a wonderful example for me of how you prioritize family and make that kind of the center of your world. And one thing that he said in his remarks was that his daughter told him after he got done with coaching, he wanted to hop right back into it. And his family said, no, take a year off, go golf and play tennis, do whatever you want. And when he had other coaching opportunities, his daughter said, we all support you in doing this, but you have to still do the family things the way you have been for the last year, because we've really enjoyed that. And he never coached again. And that's all he needed to hear. So if you want to see that service, if you're interested in it, I was told it is on the Athens First United Methodist Church website. And I'm sure it's worth your time if you want to hear that. He's Coach Donnan, so he tells jokes too. I mean, that's just what he does when he gets in front of a crowd and just like he does on this show. So there's some kind of funny things in there too. It wasn't necessarily calling the dogs, but there's a piece of it that's very similar to that at the end of his remarks. So all to say, we love you, Coach Donnan, and then, you know, we'll be around you soon. And I know that There's going to be some tough days coming up too. That's just all part of it, but he's part of our family, like Roddy said. So that's why we're taking a bit of a break from our normal programming. But we will be back on our normal cadence here in just a bit. But we wanted to prioritize our audience and update what we're doing. And then also just thank the people that make these shows possible, because there's a lot of folks out there that make it where we can have this YouTube channel, this podcast feed, and share what we do at the event.
Yeah, speaking of the people who make this show possible, I'll give a big shout out to our friends at Athens Ford. I know that it's tough to find vehicles right now. It's really, really hard because of the whole chip thing, but they have close to 300 vehicles out there in their lot that you can pick up. And of course, you get that Athens guarantee, you know, where you get the 100% price guarantee, the 3-day exchange, you know, the lifetime powertrain warranty. So those folks at Athens Ford have always been big sponsors of our show, and we appreciate it. I mean, there's no way we could have the show without them. And they also sponsor our podcast, I mean, our website. So, you know, if you read UGASports.com, because we have a ton of free stories over there. We have a ton of people that read that are not members, you know, but that's, if you're reading those stories, you know, that's Athens Ford coming to do it. And of course, when the news broke, Drew French, he's the co-creator of Your Pie, you know, the pizza joint, you know, there's a ton of them all over the place. I think there's 70 Your Pie locations out there, and they're opening more all the time. Drew reached out to me and he's like, hey, I want to do something for Coach Donnan. So that's, you know, send his regards and take care of him. So that's just a family type atmosphere that they foster at their restaurants and their franchisees. And, you know, Drew has always been a big fan of Coach Donnan. And first thing he hit me up, you know, not as Drew of EuroPie, but Drew French, as in Drew and Natalie, you know, and they love Coach Donnan. So he jumped out to take care of him. And we really appreciate Drew doing that.
And that's headline A, but headline B at EuroPie is that it's peach and prosciutto season. So that's a big deal.
That is a big deal. You know, if you've never had a peach and prosciutto pizza, your first inclination would be like, I don't know how that would work out. It wins awards. People love it so much. It's one of the specialty pizzas they bring back. Everyone just raves about it, and they only do it during certain times of the year. It's not like you can always get it, because there's only a certain time that those peaches are just right to put on the pizza form. So that's Drew French. He does everything insanely well, and we appreciate him. And I guess while we're talking about pizza, we're talking about pizza makes me think of beer. And if you get a chance, swing by our diehard supporters out at Academia Brewing Company. They take great care of us as well. If you ever watch this show, it's because of Academia Brewing Company. They were one of the first ones to jump on and sponsor it. And I know they have live bands out there. They have a band coming out called Cadillac. They'll be out June 25th from 6 to 9. They've had bluegrass bands. They've had a ton of bands, and they always have the great beers, and they have the Wild Mushroom Burger, and they have a chef out there making great food, and they have the meeting places. So when you get a chance, check out our friends at Academia Brewing Company. And without them, we would not have this show. And the show is best when we have Coach Donnan on there. And I love his jokes, and I'll take a lot of mentoring from him. You know, again, it's great to have him bring on Bruce Feldman and Paul Feinbaum, you know, guys whose shows we go on or who host national names, you know, to have Bear from ESPN, you know, and Sanford Steve. But Coach Donnan brings him on his show. And it's just it kind of shows the pull that he has and the respect that he has. And that was never more evident than yesterday to see that many people show out to support him and, you know, to say their goodbyes to Mary Donnan. And one thing that kind of hit me though yesterday was when his daughters had told his mothers, his wife, excuse me, they told their mother, that's the type of mother I want to be, you know? And so a lot of people, you know, think of Mary Donnan and think, oh, well, that's Coach Donnan's wife. And I thought Chuck made a good point. That's not Coach Donnan's wife. That's Mary Donnan. She's her own person. And she's a pillar of this community, and the Bulldog Nation is lessened with her not around. So I appreciate our sponsor the show, and I appreciate having Coach Donnan on it. And we're going to take some time off and see what happens. I do want to mention the deal we have going on right now at ujsports.com real quick.
Before you do that real fast, I want to give one last shout out to someone that I saw yesterday at the service. And that was Josh from Classic City Eats. And they support what we do around here too. And that was just so classy for him to take the time. I mean, they just opened the new store over there on Greensboro Highway, just in Oconee County. And he took time to make sure that he came up to show Coach Don and his family the respect that he has for them. So shout out, Josh. Thanks for doing that. It was good to share.
Yeah, and I give Nate Long drove up, you know, to be at the service too. And I appreciate him doing that. I did mention we had a deal going on that somebody asked me to mention it. They said, do you have any promos going on right now? I'm like, yeah, we do. We have one for $20.21. And the reason I bring that up is because we normally charge $100 and you can get on for $20.21. It's a deal we've never done before. And the main reason I bring that up is because, and we, trust me, we break news on the podcast, but it gets you into the Georgia community, the UGA Sports Dog Vent, the Vault, the biggest message board out there for Georgia football and Georgia recruiting, Georgia baseball and Georgia basketball. This community, the outpouring of love we have seen from them, I'm like, man, if you can jump into that community for $20, you're a moron not to. The number of people that sent me direct messages saying, hey, what can we do for Coach? And if you want to know what you can do, you can actually send in, don't send flowers, but you can send a donation to the Athens Cancer Institute. It's new. They could use it. They took fantastic care of Mary for 4 years. I mean, 4 years, stage 4 lung cancer, you know, with gallstones, blood clots, COVID. You know, she fought through all that stuff. So, but they couldn't have done it without the support of the Athens Cancer Institute. So if you want to give a donation to them, they would greatly appreciate it. But I'm just telling you, the folks on the Dog Vent, the, you know, 4 pages of condolences to Coach Don, and, you know, folks reaching out saying, how can I help? What can I do? We love you, Coach Don. And that community is beyond special. You know, people lose a loved one, they come there. People have a child born, they come there. People get married, they come there. People get divorced, they come there and talk about it. people need recommendations for a place to watch the dogs in Reykjavik. They got it. You know, they're looking for a place to eat in Seoul, South Korea. They'll get those recommendations. They want to discuss what the third string long snapper walk-on had for breakfast. We'll discuss that on the Dog Vent. So when you get a chance, you really need to join this community because it is a family. Sometimes we argue like family, you know, we get after each other, but most of the time it's just 100% dog love and, you know, insider news. So if you get a chance, check out the Dog Vent. It is, and the reason I bring it up, you know, I'm not trying to sound crass. I'm like, look, before there's always been this minor barrier to entrance, you know, $100 a year, $9.95 a month, depending which way you want to go. But I'm like, look, you can get the entire year through this, what should be a playoff caliber, championship caliber team. We'll get all that coverage through the upcoming year for $20. And to me, it's not even about the coverage, which we do. We do a great job and our recruiting guys are killing it. You know, our team guys are killing it, but to be part of that community is really, really important. And you don't notice that as much until you have some bad news or hell, go to celebrate good news and you celebrate on the Dog Vent and you'll see what that community comes out. And I'm just like, look, jump on this deal because you need to see the Dog Vent on the inside. Not just read the highlights there.
If you're listening on our podcast feed, I'm sharing my screen right now of UGASports.com. I'm going to give a quick tour of what you get when you sign up and how you sign up and get that 80% off for your first year. That's $20.21. So if you go to the front page, it's UGASports.com. It'll probably take you to UGA.rivals.com too. Both of them work. UGASports.com is the easiest way to remember it. So if you want to see this and you're listening to the podcast feed, go over to YouTube, UGA Sports, our YouTube page, subscribe while you're there and make sure you're seeing the content as we have it. So I'm sharing my screen. When you're on the Dog Vent at the very top here, you'll see this banner exclusive. You can get the deal that we're talking about, $20.21. It'll guide you from there. If for some reason you have issues, you can reach out to any of us on staff and we can help you out there, but it should be pretty turnkey. On our front page, you'll see just a load of recruiting stories from Jed May, Blaine Gilmer. We've got the newest track and field coach for UGA that Anthony Dasher wrote up yesterday. Jason Butt has his daily recap of if you just have 5 minutes in your morning, you just want to see what happened yesterday in regards to University of Georgia athletics and even some things beyond it, Jason writes that up every morning to make sure that you've got a good start to your day. Roddy was talking about the community. It starts over here at the Dog Vent. This is the legendary community of Georgia fans. We have our sticky threads at the top with the latest things that we're doing, but this is where the magic happens here. There's everything from what Roddy was saying to what time is it acceptable for a grown man to wake up. That was one of my favorites from this week, where someone said, if it's past six, that's a problem. Hey, to each their own. But even yesterday, and I'm not even lying about this, this is completely true. My wife and I and our family were buying a house in Oconee County, and in a pinch, I needed a contractor that could go out and look at a back deck before our due diligence ended. Got someone. I actually got five numbers to call, and someone on the vent even texted the contractor and said, he said he'll do it. Just call him right now. And I was like, holy crap, how did that happen? And that doesn't just happen for us staff members, although that's a nice perk too. But like, I see it all the time in this community of people who have connections around Athens, around Georgia, around the United States, around the world. So this is where the magic of the Dogmen is, and all the crass and anonymous things that come with it too. It's all backed up by the love and relationships that kind of get built, and the friendships from the vent, which I guess, damn, Roddy, this goes back 25 years.
Yeah, it does. Actually, there were a couple guys in town. One guy lives in Texas. He flew to Georgia, basically going on to see some customers. They hadn't been able to go see customers for in a while because of COVID. And he came through Athens specifically to have a drink with another guy on the Dog Vent. You know, these guys didn't go to school together. They just become friends on the Dog Vent. So much so that they would travel and see each other. And they have the little side chat where they exchange texts all day. There's a group of three or four of them, you know, that all know each other. It goes all the way out to California, you know. So you got California, Texas, Georgia, Florida, I believe. So anyway, but the relationships that have been built on the Dog Vent. We have the folks tailgate together all the time because they meet each other on the Dog Vent. We saw a guy asking, hey, I need to get six people and all their luggage on a mission trip to Mexico at 3:30 in the morning. How do I do it? And people just fall over themselves and give them advice. Heaven forbid you ever bring up bourbon. That's going to be an 8-page thread on bourbon.
That's a Friday night staple of the Dog Vent.
Yeah.
What are you drinking right now?
And there's a lot of, and the gift parties and such. But again, it's that when we had a guy get ill, you know, and he asked for a prayer request, you know, it's 11 pages of folks wishing well and wondering what they could do, trying to give, you know, help with medical research, medical advice, you know. When news is breaking, that's where you want to be, you know, if there's something going on. I'll tell you, my first, the first day I spent on the Dog Vent was 9/11. It's the only place you could get news. Here, all the other sites crashed. That was it. That was my introduction to the Dog Vent, was going there because people were like, hey, here's what we're hearing and here's what's going on. It was unreal. So that's the day I came on. But yeah, we had people 4, 5, 6 years ahead of that. So
that's the Dog Vent. And now I'm showing you the UGA Sports Vault. So the Vault is our recruiting specific message board. And if you want to know who's visiting where, who's got who in their top three, which coach is doing the primary recruiting of a player, this is where you find that out. And I'm telling you, this board has exploded, especially with some of our newer contributors with Ben Bachman and Blaine Gilmer and Jed May. You mentioned Michael Williams earlier. Insider note right here from Jed May. I'm not going to fully click on that because that's for UGASports.com members only. And that was posted this morning at 11 a.m. So you would have had the heads up on what's going on with Michael Williams. Same thing.
You know, an hour ahead of time that Michael Williams was going to USC. You wouldn't be surprised on Twitter. Oh, wait, what's going on there? So
you see, you also know that. Go ahead. I'm just saying, Ben Bachman here has a Jalen Walker update. Blaine Gilmer has a podcast focused on SEC recruiting that, I mean, it goes on and on and on here. Even something as simple as Gunnar Stockton got his first win in Georgia Tech Stadium in 7-on-7 for Raven County yesterday.
First of three, at least.
And people were having fun with the scoreboard. And I think someone was asking if Jeff Collins is wearing capris in this. I don't have the answers to this
question. He's standing on tiptoes, though.
Yeah, it did seem that way. But you know, we like to have the fun
conversation. I love you, Jeff. Rockdale County High School forever. But I'll say, there's also an update about Jaheim Singletary, the five-star cornerback that's committed to Ohio State. Sam Spiegelman has a story over there about how George is pushing for him really hard. That last paragraph of that story, you need to check that out. It's hilarious. Muschamp is after him. So that's a big. And then another a number of other recruiting updates you need to check out. Stuff. So again, to me, we can tell you about all the coverage, but it's the community that means so much. And that's why we put the show together today. Say, hey, look, you know, I know you guys are used to us being together on Tuesdays at noon, but we, instead of just putting up a little text or tweet or, you know, note on the board saying, hey, we're not doing it today, we want to let you know why. You know, it's it was a tragedy, and it hurts, but you know, it's time to take a little break. We've been doing quick reactions when news breaks, so that's why you want to be a subscriber to UGA Sports. I mean, to the YouTube page, so that even if you're not a subscriber to UGA Sports in general, which is again would be dumb because it's only $20. $20.21, you know, and we did that specifically because we think 2021 is going to be a monster season for UGA, maybe the season. So if you're not a member of UGASports.com, at least subscribe to our YouTube channel. That way, when we have reaction, you know, right away on what's going on, you can at least watch that. So,
well, and here's the difference in the channels, the YouTube page, for the reason that we want that to be available to everyone. Site members, non-site members, like that. That's a service that we provide with the information that we have. So that means that whenever we go live on there or we have shows like this, that we're accessible to everyone. What I'm telling you is that if you're a member of UGASports.com, we're accessible to you all the time. If you have questions for any of us, there are so many.
We do this to service our subscribers, but it's you know, might as well make it open to everybody when we're doing it on a public YouTube channel. So.
Sure. But what I'm saying is if you're a member at UGASports.com and you direct message us, or if you just post a thread and say, hey, Dash, I saw this happen, or Roddy, do you know anything about this? That's the service that you get all the time. So that's a piece of the access to us and our networks and our information. And that goes both ways, because we have people on the vent that tip us off about things and then we investigate it. And
they do.
That's how some information is found.
We got a great compliment the other day saying, hey, you guys are really on top of this transfer stuff. You know, we told people on this podcast that, you know, George was after Darren Kendrick long after everyone had said that ship had sailed. He was no longer in it. We mentioned it here and everyone's like, what? Wait, George is still in this? Well, yes. So we told you months before it happened. We also predicted January 1st that Arik Gilbert would transfer to Georgia. We nailed that one. I mean, it kind of was what, 6 months ago, you know, so that information comes from our sources. A lot of our sources are on the dog vent. When they talk about the insiders over there, those are the people that tip us off. Those are the people that help us gather news. It's not just a community of people talking about bourbon. There's also, you know, ridiculous donors to the program that know things. There are people who know coaches. There are people who know staffers. There are people who know waste management attendee, you know, janitors and such. You know,
there are people that claim they saw.
People know high school coaches. People know these recruits. You know, I'm sorry. What? Mm-hmm.
I said there are people that claim they saw a cake being baked at Publix that had a special.
Oh yeah, that was all there. You know, but then there are people that are like, hey, I remember we had a insider in New York, Rochester dog, that was giving us the play-by-play on what was going on with Isaiah Wilson. Nobody thought George was going to get Isaiah Wilson. Like, guys, I'm telling you, this kid's going to George, and was right. You know, we were able to predict that months ahead of everybody else. The point being, it's that community. They are well connected. They are funny. They can be furious, but they're also fast with the news. And when we get compliments on, hey, how you guys break all that news, I'm like, yeah, you could put any moron at the head of UGASports.com and they'd be able to knock it out with that community here. So, and if you ever need anything in this community, all you got to do is reach out to us. And that's part of it, you know, like I was checking my phone there because I got an email from somebody that needs some help and we're going to take care of them. So that's how we do it. Oh, Dane's got the phone call busted. Turn your phone off.
All right, I forget I have office calls sometimes. Pretty much, I'm just going to wrap this up here, and you can have a final word if you want, but I'll give our audience three things that we would like you to do to help us do the things that we do for you. One, just thanks for everything. So that's like a precursor. That's like, thank you for investing time in our audio, video, reading our content. We can't do any of this work without you, and right. You fuel what we do. Here are the three things that we need. One, subscribe to our YouTube page. And make sure you're checking out the content there and also the podcast feeds. Those go hand in hand. Support.
Hit notifications too, so you're notified.
Boom, even better. Support the people that support us. So that's Athens Ford. That is Academia Brewing Company. That's Your Pie. Classic City Eats. It goes on and on. They've been longtime supporters of what we do. So make sure to go there, check them out. If you're ready for a car or a pizza or some beer, tell them that you heard about them from UGA Sports Live and Roddy and Dane. But the third thing is just say a prayer if that's what you do. Positive thoughts for Mary Donnan and their family. So we love the Donnans. We love Mary Donnan. We love Coach Donnan and everything that they represent. And so we are grateful to be connected to them. And grateful for what they've done for us. So whatever positive vibes you send into the universe and whatever ways you do it, just please include them as they kind of go through this phase of grieving and see what's on the horizons next.
Yep. Couldn't have said it better myself. All right, everybody.
Well, we're at this.
We'll see you soon.